Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. I won't go back. I can't go back. Hallelujah. Lord, I won't go back to the way I was. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for changing my life. Hallelujah. I give you honor, glory, and praise. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for placing my feet on a solid foundation. Hallelujah. Lord, I won't go back to the way I used to be. Hallelujah. Since you came into my presence. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I welcome you today to the Spirit-filled Woman of God. Hallelujah. I am Minister of the day, Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey, glory be to God. And I greet you today in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And truly, it's an honor to have you come in fellowship with me today. Glory be to God. For there is a word from the Lord on today. Hallelujah. And we thank God for another day. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, I thank you for this day, Lord God. God, I thank you for your presence on today, God. God, I thank you for life, health, and strength, God. God, I ask you to forgive me of any sins, Lord God, willingly, praise God, willfully, conscious, unconscious, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to forgive me right now. Lord, I pray that your spirit will take control of this line, Lord God. Take control of this vessel, Lord God, and use me for your glory, Lord God, that you may be glorified. Lord, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless every listener on today, God, and whenever they come, Lord God, next week or week after that, Lord God, but bless them for coming to take the time out to hear your word, Lord God. Lord, I pray their hearts will be blessed and strengthen, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for all things that you have done, for all things you're doing, and for all things you're going to do. Lord, I pray now that Doris decrease, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit will come forth, Lord God. For, Lord God, I can't do nothing without him, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray and ask it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Again, I say welcome to the Spirit-filled Woman of God. Hallelujah. Today's word is, are you rooted? Hallelujah. Are you rooted? Coming from Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verses 7 through 8. Hallelujah. And the word is coming from the Spirit-filled Life Bible, the New King James Version. Glory be to God. I always announce the Bible that I'm getting a message from because I want you to know that sometimes the words are different, but it's still the word of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the word reads, in the 7th chapter, says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord, for he shall be like a tree planted by the river, planted by the waters, which spread out its roots by the river and will not fear when he comes, but its leaves will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Let me read that again. Hallelujah. Verse 7, blessed is a man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the river, which spread out its roots by the river. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for grace and mercy. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spread out his roots by the river and will not fear when he comes, but its leaves will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Anyone who puts their trust in God, makes God their hope, will have enough in him to make up the wants of all creatures, comfort, Glory be to God. In other words, anybody that put their trust in the Lord shall not want. For the word of God says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And the word says that God shall supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. Glory be to God. We shall not want for anything. And the word of God says in verse 7, that blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. The word of God tells us that trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Glory be to God. Trust in the Lord. Are you rooted? Jeremiah 17, chapter verses 7 through 8. Glory be to God. Psalm 44 says, blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Respect literally means has not turned to. That is for help or for companion. We not putting our trust in man, but putting our trust in God. In times of sorrow, we want to run to everybody else. But the Lord is a faithful God, and whatever God tells us, it shall be so. So we shall put our trust in the Lord and know that no matter what you're going through, that it's only for a time. Glory be to God. Psalms 1 and 1 through 3 says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Verse 3 says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water, that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Glory be to God. Whatever he does shall prosper. This will include everything. Your family, your children, your marriage, your business, your ministry, your job, and your health. God intends what he says. Everything shall prosper. None of us will prosper until we do as God tells us. Many of us today, we want God to bless us. We want the promises of what God said that he'll do for us. But we don't want the results of that promise. Glory be to God. We don't want the responsibility, the commitment. Glory be to God. We want God to just give us stuff, and we don't want to be obedient to the word of God. The word says obedience is better than sacrifice. True believers are as tree that grows alongside the river. Glory be to God. I don't know if you've seen a tree by the side of the river. When I used to go fishing and there'll be trees there, and seem like you look at them and they're standing there and there's water there, but yet and still the trees haven't fallen over. That's what the word of God is saying about us that belong to God, that we shall be like that tree planted alongside that river, that no matter what comes, nothing shall knock us down. I used to tell people when I was a little girl, we would have this thing that you blow it up and it has some kind of putty in the bottom of it, and every time you knock it, it'll pop back up. Glory be to God. You would never knock it down and it'll stay down. It always comes right back up. Oh, those of us that belong to the Lord, that no matter what comes in our life and tries to knock us down, God is always waiting there to bring us back up. The song says we fall down, but we get up. Only if you're rooted in the word of God. These believers are not distracted by the heat or the drought conditions. That means that no matter what comes in our life, it does not turn us from the Lord. If we still call on the name of the Lord, and knowing that God has everything in control. Glory be to God, because we are deeply rooted in the river, and so we can withstand the trials and the suffering of life, since they are deeply rooted in God's word and in his promises, which become a source of life for them and for others as they bear fruits by bringing others to salvation in Jesus. So what that's saying to us is that because God has brought us through all our trials and tribulation and suffering and pain, glory be to God, and all the storms that came in our life, we are able to tell others about how God has blessed us, that no matter what has come in our life, God, we still belong to the Lord, and he is watching over us. He's taking care of us. He's providing for us. Hebrews 12:1-3 says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Verse 2 says, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For considering him who endured such hostilities from sinners against him, lest ye become weary and discouraged in your soul. Glory be to God. The word of God says that we shall reap if we faint not, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning light. We must not be discouraged. We must not discard in an attitude or practice that will hinder our walk with God by modeling our life after Jesus and always giving careful thoughts and study to the life of Jesus. Glory be to God. The Christ for encouragement in our struggle with sin. Jesus knew no sin. Glory be to God. But he went all the way to Calvary. He endured all the suffering for us. Glory be to God. How we should take on the mind of Christ. Glory be to God. Are you rooted in the word of God? Are you rooted in the Lord God? Glory be to God. Are you like that tree that's planted by the river of the water? Glory be to God. There can't be no wavering. You got to stand on the word of God. Glory be to God. Sometimes things get so hard and it seems like you don't know what you're going to do, but I'm here to tell you today to stand on the word of God and watch God move. Watch him move in your life. Sometimes it seems like it doesn't come when we want it, but I'm here to tell you today, just stand on the word of God. Glory be to God, because God is a God who's right on time. Colossians 2:6-7 says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and build up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in with thanksgiving, thanking the Lord God. Hallelujah. He brought you to 2014. You didn't think you were going to make it. You didn't think that you were ever going to stand. But God brought you through. My God, my God. Primary concern was that the believers would grow in spiritual maturity. The basis of their conduct is Christ's lordship, and indwelling, the commandment to walk in him is followed by expressions of what this involves. One is being rooted, denoted firmness. That means you're standing steadfast. You are unmovable. Glory to God. Ephesians 3:17, number 2 says, build up. You have to get in the word of God. You have to pray. My God, my God. You have to put on the whole armor of God. You have to be submissive unto the Holy Ghost in order to get built up. 3 says, establish in faith, a legal term meaning confident, confirmed. Glory be to God. My faith is in the Lord. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Number 4 is overflowing with gratitude. Lord, I thank you. My God, I thank you. I thank you for Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, that you brought me through. I thank you, Lord God, that you never left me. I thank you, God. I thank you for your grace and your mercy. Matthew 13:3-9 says, Jesus talk about the sore. Glory be to God. In verse 3 it says, behold, a sower went out to sow, and four says, and he sowed some seeds. Some fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Verse 5 says, some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprung up because they had no depth on earth. Verse 6 says, but when the sun was up, they were scorched, because they had no root, they withered away. Verse 7 says, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them out. Verse 8 says, but others fell on good ground and yield crops, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30. Verse 9 says, he who has an ear to hear, let them hear. My God, my God. Then Jesus go in Matthew 13:19-23. He comes back and he tell you what the pearl, what the parable mean. He says in verse 9, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked ones come and snatch away what was sown in their heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. Verse 20 says, but he who receives the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Verse 21 says, yet it has no roots in itself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulations or persecution arise because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Verse 22 says, now he who receives seed among the thorn is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of the riches choke the word, and he became unfruitful. My God, my God. Are you hearing the word today? Are you unfruitful? Are you rooted in the word of God? Verse 23 says, but he who receives seeds on good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produce some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. The four types of soil represent types of peoples and their different response to Jesus outright, and those who falsely claim to be his disciple. These are the unfruitful. Glory be to God. The word of God says you'll know them by the fruit they bear. My God, my God. Only the last type does bear fruit, since bearing the fruit of a good deed is an essential expression of discipleship. Only the last type is a true disciple. Those that hear the word of God, and take heed to it. My God, my God. John 15:1-5. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my husband is the vine dresser. Every branch branch in me that doth not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes them. My God, my God. Just like you take your rose bush and you cut it all down and make it pretty. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that it may bear more fruit. My God. In verse 3 it says, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Verse 4 says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. We can do nothing without the Lord Jesus, but through Jesus Christ we can do all things. Verse 5 says, I am the vine, you are the branch. He who abides in me and I in him bear fruits, for without me you can do nothing. The fruitless branch which does not abide in the vine, it is destroyed. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Are you rooted? Are you rooted today? Hallelujah. Proverbs 12 and 3 says, a man is not established by wickedness, but the root of righteous cannot be moved. The verse 12 of Proverbs 12 says, the wicked covet the catch of the evil men, but the root of the righteous yield fruits. My God, my God. In other words, if you're rooted in the Lord God, then you ought to bring forth some fruit. Hallelujah. Jesus said, you are known by my disciple by the way you love. He told us our two commandments. He said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. He said, love thy neighbor as thyself. That means that if you're rooted, then you're keeping the commandments, even though it seems like sometimes people come up against you, even though it seems like, my God, my God, you don't know how you can take it. Glory be to God. But Jesus said, love your enemies and pray for those who spitefully use you. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. In Acts the 17th chapter, verse 28 through 29, it says, for in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poet have said, for we are also his offspring. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we are not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something sharp by our shape, by art and man's device. Paul did not believe a person could achieve salvation through his own search for God, but he did believe God is near to each person, and that people through their own reasoning and observation of nature can achieve knowledge of who God is. Special revelations from God is necessary for fulfilling understanding, for full understanding and salvation. Colossians 1, 21 and 23 says, and you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled, 22 says, in the body of his flesh through death to present, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. Glory be to God. 23 says, if indeed you continue in the faith, grounded, steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heavens, of which I, Paul, became a minister. The only way believers will be presented holy, faultless, and blameless is if they do not abandon their faith in Christ as presented in the gospel. The word of God says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Hostile in mind and practice evil, evil action. Glory be to God. You cannot say that you're rooted and grounded in the Lord when you're walking around thinking evil. Oh, glory be to God. My God, Jesus Christ, he died and suffered for us that we might be reconciled back to the Father. Glory be to God. Psalm 51, David said, oh, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Glory be to God. In verse 11 he says, do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Believers must ask God to work in their hearts and ask him for a spirit that endures and stands fast on the truth that they know. Glory be to God. David knew, hallelujah, that even though he was a man of the God's own heart, David sinned against God. My God, my God. But David had sense enough to go to the Lord. The first verse of 51 says, have mercy on me according to thy love and kindness. Against you have I sinned. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Hebrews, the third chapter, verse 12 through 14 says, beware, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Verse 14 says, for we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Partaking of Christ requires a continuance in faith, not merely a one-time experience. You can't believe only one time when God bring you out of something and take your faith and put it up on the shelf and never call on the name of the Lord again. Never pray. Never study the word. My God, my God. You can't be wishy-washy Yahshua. My God, my God. You can't straddle a fence. Hallelujah. You got to be for God or you're going to be for the devil. For God I live. Glory be to God. Are you rooted in the Lord God? Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:16-17 says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. My God, my God. The word of God lets us know that this outward man is perishing, but the inward man, that spirit, is being renewed daily. Hallelujah. Verse 17. He says that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, strength and might, that you would become mighty by his power, which the Holy Spirit brings to work in the believers, rooted like a tree and grounded like a building on a strong foundation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 3:15-18 says, be steadfast, therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligently to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. Verse 15 said, and consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. Verse 16 says, as also in all his epistle, speaking in them things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scripture. Verse 17 says, you therefore, beloved, since you know that beforehand, my God, my God, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of wickedness. Verse 18 says, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Glory be to God. Are you rooted? Try to live a blameless life. Do not alter your course toward Christ-like. My God, my God. And be careful how you handle the word of God. Recognize that the untaught distort the truth. Be careful of the teachings you are listening to. Measure everything with the word of God. Are you rooted? Are you rooted in the word of God today? My God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The song said, I won't go back. I won't turn my back on the Lord Jesus. I'm going to stand on the solid foundation that God has placed me on. I know that trials and tribulations are going to come, but I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand. I'm going to trust in the Lord. He brought me through. He'll bring me through again. He said in his word that he'll never leave me nor forsake me. The word lets me know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Don't let nobody turn you around. Make sure that you study the word of God for yourself. Glory be to God. Don't take nobody else's word on it, but study God's word. be led by his spirit. Let the spirit of Lord bring you the word of God, give you the understanding. Glory be to God. There are so many today that are deceiving men, that are deceiving God's people. Glory be to God, because they have not searched the word for themselves, because they have not been led by the Spirit of God, because they're looking for somebody else to tell them what to do. Glory be to God. And that's why some has fallen, and they're still down. But I say to you, pray for them. My God, my God. Ask the Lord God to bring them back up. Pray for them that they'll hear the word of God through his Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Are you rooted in the word of God? Are you rooted in Jesus Christ? He died for you on Calvary. Glory be to God, because God loves us. My God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes life is going to be hard, but I want to tell you today, stand up, stand up. Call on the name of the Lord and watch him work. My God, my God. So many of us are like some of those seeds. Glory be to God. When you first get saved, my God, my God, you're happy, you're rejoicing. But like the word says, the minute something comes along, you turn away, you're running, you're worried, you're stressed out. But I'm here to tell you today that same God that you rejoice over when you first believe, he's that same God. He'll bring you out. Stand on the word of God and watch God work. Stand on the word of God. Stand rooted. Paul said, I fought a good fight. Glory be to God. He's running that race. He pressed on for the mark of the call of the high. He pressed on for the prize. Glory be to God. We must press on and run that race. We must stand on the word of God. My God, my God. Are you rooted? Are you rooted today? Are you rooted in the word of God? Are you rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. He won't change. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is always there. Hallelujah. Stand. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody cause you to turn around. Hallelujah. Stand on God. Stand on God's word. For God is a faithful God. Hallelujah. As he said, it shall be so. Hallelujah. Just trust in the Lord and stay focused. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us run that race. Let us persevere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Are you rooted? Hallelujah. Are you like that tree planted by the rivers? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Are you bearing fruits today? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Are you like that fig tree that Jesus cursed? Hallelujah. Never grew no more fruit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lord, help us to stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. Help us to stand, Lord God. Help us to be rooted, Lord God, in your word. Hallelujah. Let your word strengthen our hearts and mind and soul. and spirit. Hallelujah. Lord, that we'll continue to trust in you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Our faith will continue to grow. Hallelujah. Glory be to God for knowing that you are a faithful God. Hallelujah. God, if there's anybody, hallelujah, that has turned away, Lord, that has backslid, Lord, I pray, hallelujah, that they hear your word, God, and turn back around. Hallelujah. Knowing that you're waiting there, Lord God, just like the prodigal son and the father. Hallelujah. You're waiting there, Lord God, with open thumb. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're waiting to welcome back, Lord God. Hallelujah. If there's anybody today, Lord God, that is not saved, hallelujah. Lord, I pray they'll hear your word today, God, and repent. Accept Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And be filled with your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that when trouble comes, hallelujah, when the storms come, hallelujah. Lord, we know that you can calm those storms. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Be a light to their path, God. Hallelujah. Help them to remember, Father God, that they can look to the hills from which cometh their help. Hallelujah. Their help cometh from you, Lord God, who maketh the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. 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 Help them to remember, Lord God, that you are our help and our very present help in time of trouble. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Help them, Lord God, to stand. Hallelujah. To stand, to be steadfast, Lord. Unmovable. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We know that trouble is going to come, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that we just go through, Lord God. We're never to stay in it, God. We're just going through. Hallelujah. Because you always bring us out. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, let us pray for one another and love one another, God, as you love us. Hallelujah. But most of all, let us love you, Lord God, with everything that is in us, God. Hallelujah. For you love us, Lord God, that while we were yet still sinners, hallelujah, you sent Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, only begotten Son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your unmerited favor, Lord God. Thank you for your grace and mercy, God. Thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit. But, Lord, I thank you for Jesus Christ. I thank you for his suffering, Lord God, on the cross for our sins, God. Hallelujah. That we can stand today, God. Hallelujah. And say that we're rooted, Lord God. We're rooted and grounded in you, God. Hallelujah. Not because of us, God, but because of who you are, Lord God. All sovereign, all powerful, all knowing, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you and we glorify you. In Jesus' holy name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey. I'm the minister for Spirit-Filled Woman of God. Sunday evening worship service. Glory be to God. And I thank you for coming to fellowship with me in the Word of God on today. And for those of you that may come and listen later, I pray that God will bless you and strengthen you for taking the time out to come. Hallelujah. As well as for those that came today, God, I pray that you pour your blessings upon them, God. Hallelujah. Help them to stand. Help us to be rooted and grounded in you, Lord God, and in your word, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Lord, I praise your name. Hallelujah. For you're so worthy, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. You're so worthy, God. Hallelujah. Lord, you're so worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. So much confidence. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide henceforth and forevermore. Amen. Have a blessed evening, Lord.